From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Vermont lawyer for a man charged with killing a prep school teacher says his client will not testify against his wife at her upcoming trial. Mark Eagle is Alan Prue's defense attorney and is asking a judge to rule that statements Prue made to police describing the role that his wife Sheila allegedly played in the March 2012 killing of Melissa Jenkins cannot be used at Sheila Prue's trial. 34-year-old Patricia Prue and her 31-year-old husband Alan have both pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the abduction and murder of Melissa Jenkins, a St. Johnsbury Academy teacher. Police say Alan Prue told investigators that Jenkins was murdered after he and his wife decided to, quote, get a girl. The Caledonian Record reports that without Alan Prue's testimony, the statement is hearsay and cannot be considered at trial. Recently, President Obama vowed to step up efforts to close the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A Vermont attorney is working to get a trial for a man who's been held there since 2002. Afghan citizen Abdul Zahir was a translator for a man the U.S. government calls a high-value detainee who allegedly planned attacks for al-Qaeda. Zahir, the translator, was charged under a military commission, later ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. So now he's in legal limbo, neither charged nor released. Robert Gensburg of St. Johnsbury is one of Zahir's attorneys. Gensburg says Zahir deserves a fair trial, and it's not just the prison itself that rankles Gensburg. He says his client is not doing well mentally or physically.
It's what happens there, and it's a violation of legal principles that it represents. That's wrong with it.
Gensburg says it took him 4 years to get Zahir to trust him as he shuttled back and forth to the prison. Fellow St. Johnsbury attorney David Slay is also helping with the case. More than 200 volunteers are going to monitor Lake Champlain this summer for signs of blue-green algae blooms. Heat and low winds encourage growth of the toxic blooms, and the peak season for them is August. Authorities say boaters, swimmers, water skiers, waders, and pet owners should avoid contact with blue-green algae. Children are at higher risk because they are more likely to drink the water. The volunteers have been trained by the Lake Champlain Committee, which, along with the Department of Environmental Conservation, assists with surveillance and sample collections. They're also working with the State Health Department. Turning to the eye in the sky forecast for today, there is a flash flood watch through tonight. And for this afternoon, partly sunny in southern Quebec, chance of a shower near the border. Mostly cloudy north, becoming so south with developing showers and the possibility of a thunderstorm, especially from Route 2 south. Locally heavy downpours, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Evening showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in low to mid-60s. And we'll have more of this wet weather tomorrow with pretty much the same forecast, occasional showers on and off throughout the day tomorrow. We'll have a comprehensive look at the eye in the sky for you coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.